drama ever come. The weird sisters hand in hand, posters of the sea and land, dance to go about, right to thine, and right to mine, and right again, to make up nine. Peace, the charms wound up.
Fair a day I have not seen.
How far is Cole's forest? What are these? So withered and so wild in their attire, they look not like the inhabitants of the earth, and yet are on. Live you, or are you all the men may question? You understand me, if I eat you from the choppy finger laying upon a skinny lips, speak, if you can. What are you?
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of
Blood. All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Porto.
All hail, Macbeth, that shalt be king hereafter.
Good sir, why do you start and seem to fear things that do sound so fair? In the name of truth, ye fantastical, all that indeed which outwardly ye show. My noble partner, you greet with present grace and great prediction of noble having and of royal hope, that he seems rapt withal. To me, you speak not. If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me.
Hail.
Hail.
Lesser than Macbeth.
And greater.
Not so happy, yet much happier.
Thou shalt beget kings, though thou be none. So all hail Macbeth and Banquo.
Banquo and Macbeth. All
hail. Hey, you imperfect speaker, tell me more.
My final death, I know I am famed of clowns. But how of Cawdor? Fain of Cawdor lives, a prosperous gentleman. And to be king stands not within the prospect of belief, no more than to be Cawdor. Say from whence you owe this strange intelligence, or why upon this blasted heath you stop our way with such prophetic greeting. Speak, I charge you!
The earth hath bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished?
Into the air. And what seems corporal melted as breath into the wind.
Would they had stayed? Were such things here as we do speak about? Or have we eaten on the insane route that takes the reason prisoner?
Your children shall be kings.
You shall be king.
And Thane of Cawdor too, went it not so?
To the self-same tune and word. Who's here?
The Bossinax.
The king has happily received, Macbeth, the news of thy success. And when he reads thy personal venture in the rebels' fight, his wonders and his praises do contend which should be thine or his. As thick as hail came post with post, and everyone did bear thy praises in his kingdom's great defense and poured them down before him.
We are sent to give thee from our royal master
a hand. For an earnest of a greater honor, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Cawdor, in which addition hail, most worthy Thane, for it is thine.
What can the devil speak true?
The Thane of Cawdor lives. Why do you dress me in borrowed robes?
Who was the Thane lives yet, but under heavy judgment bears that life which he deserves to lose. Whether he was combined with those of Norway, or did line the rebel with hidden help and vantage, or that with both he labored in his country's wreck, I know not. But treason's capital, confessed and proved, have overthrown him.
Thane of Cawdor, treason.
Aye, my lord. Not within the bounds of my birth.
Glance and Thane of Cawdor. The greatest is behind.
Banquo.
Do you not hope your children shall be kings? When those that gave the Thane of Cawdor to me promised no less to them.
Well, that trust at home might yet enkindle you unto the crown besides the Thane of Cawdor. But 'tis strange. And oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truth. Win us with honest trifles to betray us in deepest consequence. Cousin, a word, I pray.
Two truths are told as happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial theme. This supernatural soliciting cannot be ill. Cannot be good. If ill, why has it given me earnest of success, commencing in the truth? I am Thane of Cawdor. If good, why do I yield to that suggestion, whose horrid image doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart mock my my ribs against the use of nature. Present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose murder yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man that function is smothered in surmise, and nothing is but what is not.
Look how our partners rest.
If chance will have me king, why chance may crown me without my stir?
You others come upon him like our strange garments, clean not to their mold, but with the aid of you, sir.
Come what come may, time and the hour runs through the roughest day.
Worthy Macbeth, we stay upon your leisure.
Give me your favor. My dull brain was wrought with things forgotten. Kind gentlemen, your pains are registered where every day I turn the leaf to read them. Let us toward the king.
Banquo, think upon what has chanced. And at more time, the interim having waited, let us speak our free hearts each to other.
Very glad.
Till then, enough.
Come, friends.